In a letter to Margaret Chan, MD, Director General of the WHO, the association raised serious concerns regarding whether the recommendations are based on a comprehensive and objective assessment of the available evidence, as well as concerns regarding transparency, and encouraged her to ensure WHO's principles are upheld. The draft guideline fails to acknowledge the previous comprehensive reviews by the authority bodies of the European Food Safety Authority and the Institute of Medicine on this topic exist. The Sugar Association notes that of importance is that in both instances, the evidence was deemed insufficient to set an upper intake recommendation for dietary sugars. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.